Triple M's Dead Set Legends podcast for Harvey Norman.
Oh, you just heard it with Nicole Gunn. 25 degrees in Melbourne today. Where would you rather be? In the next 3 hours, well, we might need 5 hours to get everything in we've got lined up. Greg Rust, all things motorsport. Adam Peacock to tell us all about the A-League Grand Final and the fairy tale unfolding at Leicester City. Julian Petrarca, the brother of Christian, to debut for Melbourne today. We're going to Leicester City to speak to a very, very big man who is their number one supporter. And it is a massive build up there. If they beat Man U, they are the EPL champions. Billy Slater from the Melbourne Storm will be here in the studio. We need to get to the bottom, but Will the Hype did a good job as MC at a wedding last week because he came in today and claimed he absolutely slayed it. And also a really big story, a nasty story developing out of the Geelong Football Club, which we need to get to the bottom of. It will absolutely shock you. Not shocking, though, is the man beside me. Brendan Favola is back after a spell last week. He kicked 14 around the country over the weekend. Now he's back. Hello, Fev.
G'day, Howie. How are you this morning, mate? And, kicked a few snags over the weekend doing the circuit, mate, over in the country. And looking forward to today, mate. 25 degrees, playing out at Deer Park against Spotswood. And the Spies informed me that I'll be playing on a young kid that used to play at Carlton on a rookie list. And he used to do my shoelaces up before I trained, so we'll see how he shapes up today.
It's no different to having you or Duck here. It's all the same thing. Dale Lewis was very good last week filling in for you, and his name is still on the sheet,
but he was too serious, old Louis. Too many stats and way too serious, the boy from Adelaide over there.
And he signed your contract? He was good.
Yeah, my contract signed, mate. So anyway, so the footy was good last night, Harry.
Let's talk about the footy next. The North Melbourne Kangaroos on top of the ladder without losing a game. They knocked off the Bulldogs. Fev will give his views on that next on the Dead Set Legends. Now, we love you here, mate. We absolutely love you. And Louis was good, though. Triple M. Right, Fev, I've held on to this story long enough. 2 weeks ago, I told you about my son, the big penguin. We were facing an issue at home. This is how it went down. Fev, I'm now going to ask you for some parenting advice. The big penguin. He comes home the other day and he said, Dad, who's your second team? I said, mate, there's no such thing as a second team. You have your team, which are the Hawks, and that's it. He said, well, I'm different to you. I said, what are you talking about, son? He said, I've got a second team.
And I'm like, oh, no.
Don't say it. I said, who is it? He said, it's the Cats. We are Geelong, the greatest team of all. As a father, what would you do at this stage?
I think the only, like,
how hard do I go? Do I say, sleeping inside?
You've got a lot of connections. So maybe get one of the Hawks boys to give him a call.
Oh, nice.
A signed jumper.
Nice.
Go down and have lunch and they get to meet him so his eyes just pop out of his head.
This is good advice.
Because he's going to be meeting the Cats players, obviously. Or you move.
That was extreme to move. Well, Fev, I've got an update on the story. After this went to air that he said his second team was the Cats, I got an email during the week from the Geelong Football Club saying, congratulations, Mac, on your new membership. Direct to my email. 2 days later, he's out on his skateboard. I'm doing some work. And he comes in with this big package. I said, what's that? He said, the postman just dropped it off. It's got his name plastered across it. It says Mac Howard, Geelong Football Club. And he said, Dad, is it for me? He can't read the little bugger. He's only 4. I look him in the eye and say, it's not for you, mate. It's something to do with my work. Ooh. I felt terrible. I still feel terrible. He hasn't opened it. It's in my office at the moment. It's got all the Cats paraphernalia, etc.
So you opened it?
Well, I just took a peek. It's got pictures of Hawkins, Selwood, Dangerfield. It's
memberships.
Got footies. It's a membership, junior membership, scarves, the works. Someone is trying to take my son away from the Hawthorn Football Club and take him to Geelong. I've got on the line the commercial manager of the Geelong Football Club, and he's got some real accusations to face here. His name is Justin Reeves. He joins us now. Hello, Justin.
G'day. Hello, Howie.
Well, I don't like to use the term un-Australian, but this is disgraceful. Trying to steal a bloke's son to go for a different football club. What have you and your football club got to say for yourselves?
Well, Howie, I think you'd better have a bit of a closer look at home because we've been getting magnificent sort of hand-painted fan pictures and stuff being sent in from young Mac for a few weeks.
I wouldn't have thought so, Justin.
Yeah, I think he's well on board. I think young Mac has crossed the line. He's actually not second team anymore. I think he's officially a Cat.
Sending a 4-year-old a membership and pictures of the Hawk trying to tempt him, it's un-Australian, Justin. I know, congratulations, you've just got 50,000 members, but is this how you get it? By just ripping off young children off the street that are impressionable and stealing them and whacking them in on your membership base? You should be ashamed of yourself, Justin.
Well, I think, Howie, you know, living down in Barwon Heads, it's a beautiful part of the world full of lots of Cat supporters. I think, mate, I think it's all over. I think he's officially a cat.
I think I'm with Justin.
Oh, good stuff, Fev.
He's gone.
He went on his Auskick debut yesterday, and the beautiful Erica, Mrs. Howie Justin, sent me a photo. He's there surrounded by 14 blokes in cat's jumpers, and he's only just hanging on. Can you give me some idea of how this occurred? In your database, you must know who sends a membership through. What is going on down there?
Don't give it to him.
We've done a fair investigation. I can't go too heavy into the sources. My understanding is that one of our players has come across, you know, young Mac through the preschool network, and it's come from the very top. All I'll say is it's come from the very top.
If this has got anything to do with Andrew Mackie, he can stuff his three premierships. I'll never speak to him again. Justin, I want to revoke it. So do I just chop it up or put it in the microwave like Richmond members do with their membership? What do I do? How do I get him off the list?
Well, the good news is young Mac's been signed up for a 5-year membership.
So, that's a Dangerfield deal.
Human danger.
He's on the auto renew membership, so that's just going to roll over every year. So about this time every year, young Mac will be lucky enough to receive a Geelong Cats membership pack. So we're very excited about having Mac on board.
You've split my family straight down the middle.
Well, by the end of it, Mac's going to be 9, and he can make his own decisions.
No, he can't.
And I reckon he'll be a cat.
No, he can't.
Well and truly
there's
before then.
There's some things that you can't. Why would I inflict a lifetime of misery on him? If he lives to 80, he'll see, 23, 24 Hawthorn premierships, or maybe one premiership from the Cats, Justin.
I don't think so. And I think that young Mac might be lucky enough to run through the banner at some time.
Oh, that's not happening.
No.
Justin,
get
we appreciate
button.
Your time. Thanks for coming on. Now I know how you get your 50,000 members, and it's a disgraceful policy you're running down there. We appreciate your time.
Thank you very much.
Run through the banner.
Mate.
It's a dagger through my heart.
You're in a lot of trouble. In round one, the Cats got over the Hawks. He's down there. Wait till he gets to prep. And then they're all playing footy in the schoolyard. They're all going, Selwood, Dangerfield.
He made his Auskick debut last night. And we got to get Cyril, not on the line, we got to get Cyril down in Bowen Hedge.
But you're up, you know what, creek with no paddles. Because that Auskick, there's no Cyrils, there's no Hodgie, there's no Roughhead. It's Dangerfield,
right.
Selwood, Hawkins.
Like you said,
you've
got to
move.
If the Hawks are listening, can Hodgie and Cyril please come down to Bowen Heads on Monday? That was the Cats. I'm Mark Howard. He's Brendan Favola. This is a disgrace. It's a national outrage on the Dead Set Legends on Triple M. Triple M's Dead Set Legends for Harvey Norman, Mark Howard, and the big Fevolenko, Brendan Favola. Fev, an amazing sports story developing this year. One of the best sports stories for the last 10 years. Leicester City started the season at 5,000-1 to win the English Premier League. They are one win away.
They were actually favourites to finish on the bottom, Howie.
Quite
to
extraordinary.
Be relegated.
Well, we are crossing the United Kingdom because we go everywhere on this show to a man by the name of Lee Jobber, who is their drummer, their number one fan. He joins us on the line now from the UK. G'day, Lethal.
Good evening, fellas. You all right?
Oh,
yeah,
could
good.
Not be better.
Good morning.
Well, that's all right, mate. You've got bigger things on your mind. Manchester United, you win this game on Monday in the UK. You are the EPL champions. How are you feeling, big man?
Absolutely ecstatic, mate. I've not slept for weeks. And I'm obviously a big guy, but my appetite's kind of gone. And I don't know what to make of it all. I'm totally honest. It's all a bit surreal. And to say it's a fairy tale is probably a massive understatement. It's more than that. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's something else.
Mate, you've been going for Leicester since you were obviously born, but you've been going to the soccer since you were 4 years of age, and you've never missed a home game in 25
wow.
years.
Oh, no, I've not missed a home game for 32 years.
Oh. 32?
32 years, and I've missed 6 away games in 25 years.
Wow.
So it's an extraordinary... we're just looking at pictures of you. We'll put a couple up on social media here.
150 tattoos, Howie.
Yeah, and a big one across your guts, mate, saying wide load, which I enjoy. So tell us about your role of the drummer. What happens on game day? You lead the Leicester Army.
This is very true, yes. So going back to 2003, got a phone call from the club, and they was like, Lee, do you know how to play a drum for us? I was like, no, mate, sorry, I don't. And they was like, Lee, but do you know how to play it for us? I was like, no, I don't. They're like, but Lee... Come on, do you know what to play it for us? And I was like, well, I know what you're getting at. So basically I said, yeah, let's give it a go. So the week after that, I kind of stepped up to the plate and kind of bottled it a little bit because I stood there for 7 minutes with a pair of drumsticks in my hand and didn't have a clue what to do.
Big fella, you've got the 150 tattoos, as I said before. Is there a nice little spot on there for English Premier League champions on your body?
There sure is, mate. There sure is. And as wrong as this may sound... I'm going to have hashtag champions on my fingernails. and I'm going to have a bit on the bottom of my back with either Premier League champions or... And I might even push the boat out and go as far as having a Ranieri portrait somewhere on my body, but I don't know, mate. Let's get over and done with first, and I can... Tattoos are not on my mind at the minute.
Is it a home game this week?
No, away at Manchester United on Sunday. If we win on Sunday, obviously it's all done and dusted. Personally, I'd like to get a draw and then take it to Everton at home next week and just kind of celebrate.
Oh, he's getting picky.
Mate, I'd take it. I'd just take it.
And you know what? How crazy does it sound? I'm saying, yeah, don't want it this week. Want it next week.
Lethal, every time I see you pop up in the terraces there with the drum banging away, you seem to have your shirt off. And I often watch it in sort of January, February, when it must be extremely cold there. How chilly does it get when you get the guns out at the EPL in January in the middle of an English winter?
England's always cold, especially in January, February. It's absolutely freezing.
From what I can gather here, you might have spent a bit of time in hospital though, mate, when you might have got a touch of the old hypothermia from getting the top off.
You know what, mate? You're not far wrong, if I'm totally honest.
The best quote I've read from you is, I had to go to hospital and they said, knock it on the head or it'll knock you on the head. And then you go, if I'm dead, I can't go to a game.
There's never been a truer saying, surely.
Now, Lee, as we let you go, mate, we wish you all of luck. But can you tell us in all seriousness what only this would mean to you, but the club and the people of Leicester? This is one of the most remarkable sports stories in the last decade. What will it mean to your community if Vardy and Ranieri and the boys become EPL champions?
See, what you've just said then, you're saying this is probably the biggest story in the last 10 years. For me, this is the biggest story ever. 5,000 to 1, that's no mean feat. Whether it's sport, whether it's history, whether it's anything. 5,000 to 1 is an absolute massive odds. So for this to happen, for this city, would be phenomenal.
Now, Jobbo, did you have a little piece of that 5,000 to 1, mate?
Do you know what, mate? I wish I did. if I did, I'd be jumping for joy. But do you know what, mate? To be honest, I'd take my hat off to the people that did, because if I'd have thrown a tenner in the lake, it would have, I'd probably more chance of getting it back.
Lee, we appreciate your time, mate. Listen, best of luck for what's going to be the biggest week of your life, no doubt. If it all gets done as it should, we might get you on next week just to have a chat to see how it is being an EPL champion supporter.
Cheers, mate. I'll gladly come on. Not a problem.
Good luck, mate. You know what the amazing story is also? That they're in the Champions League next year.
Yeah, you'll be taking on the likes of Barcelona.
Real Madrid.
Real Madrid, Cristiano Ronaldo and the boys. Will you be going on tour with the big wide load guts and the drum?
Yeah, of course, mate, of course. If I can set the drum, I will do. Nowhere in the Premier League lets me take it, so I'm hoping that I can take it to a few Champions League next year. But you know what? In all fairness, obviously, being back in Leicester now, the Champions League thing is a massive story, and you know what? Not one person's talking about it, because all they're worried about is this league.
Have a great, great good day luck, on Monday at Old Trafford, Lee. May it all go your way. We hope to speak to you next week. Thanks for having a chat with us, mate.
Yeah, I hope so. Have a great day, folks, and see you later. Yeah.
What a beauty.
Mate, I can't wait. He's up and about. I can't wait to watch the soccer on Monday morning, and they'll have his head on there. Fox Sports will go straight to his head,
and his guts.
It's pretty similar.
It's all molded into one.
But what an amazing supporter. 4 years of age, has not missed a game in 32 years. Only 6 in 25 away.
Extraordinary. Check out social media. You'll see a picture of Big Lee Jobber. This is Mark Howe, Brendan Favola. Plenty to come on the Dead Set Legends on Triple M. Massive week for the very high draft pick from Melbourne, Christian Petrarca, this week. He's had issues in the past. He missed last season, then hurt his toe playing basketball at the start of this year. He sat down with Paul Ruse earlier on this week, and well done to Ryan and all the gang from the Melbourne Football Club for documenting this little conversation.
Mate, I just want to keep you informed and let you know. I mean, obviously, the way you've been playing is the way we want you to play.
Yep.
And the team's in good form.
Yep.
So it's hard to find a spot for you at the moment.
Okay.
But we've found one for you.
Thank you very much.
Oh, my God.
Oh, and the smile on
That's
his
good.
Face, it was absolutely fantastic.
It's the first time I've heard that, Harry.
Yeah, very, like very, very good. Now, we've got on the line a gentleman by the name of Julian Petrarca, who's the older brother of Christian. He has got a massive game in the Eastern Football League today against Wanturna South this week. Now, what does he do? He's the captain. Does he play for Mitchum, or does he go and watch his brother? Good morning to you, Julian.
Good morning, boys. How are you going?
Well,
morning,
more importantly, how are you going? This is a big decision. Do you support your brother or support your 21 brothers that you run out with on a weekend?
Yeah, it was a tough call, but something that I thought long and hard. And obviously, coming from a good Italian background. Family does come first.
That's exactly right.
Decided to go watch the brother debut because it's probably never going to happen again.
Well, it won't. I think we can ascertain he'll only make one debut. So how did you go Thursday night selection when you found out your bro was in and you had to sit down as the captain of Mitchum and tell your mate, sorry, I'm not turning up this week?
Yeah, I spoke to the coach Tuesday, just said there's a slight chance that Christian might get the call up. And we sort of said we'll cross that bridge when it comes. And it was Wednesday when I found out. And told him Thursday night that I'll be pulling the pin and going to watch the little bro play.
Let's be honest, Jules, it was a pretty easy decision, mate. I leave my boys at Deer Park every second weekend to go play for another team. So you're doing the right thing there, mate.
There's 10K involved in that whole situation. And hello to the ATO out there, if you're listening.
No, I do it for, I just make money for footy clubs, which is a good thing. Now,
exactly.
On a serious note, mate, obviously you spoke to your brother today and we're talking about debuts and, you know, I actually debuted. Howie's never debuted for footy before, but he won't know the feeling. How's he feeling?
He's excited but nervous, as you would be. But I think he's just ready to get out there and strut his stuff.
I think for Melbourne fans, it's such an exciting time because the team's going well, but obviously Christian being picked up and then having to miss the whole of last season, it must have been a tough time for the young man. But he seemed to keep a very positive approach to it, Jules.
Yeah, I think he's definitely matured as a young kid. It sort of held him in good stead. Sort of the professionalism of being an elite athlete has really made him develop over the 12 months.
He has developed. That first running session where I saw him down at Pump Road running in that time trial, his body's the formation, the transition from his early days to now is quite dramatic, isn't it?
It's actually funny when he did that time trial that it was on the news, and funny enough, Dad recorded it, and before me and my older brother got home, Christian managed to delete it so we couldn't hang shit on him.
He actually looked like me every time trial I ran for my whole 12-year career. Oh, time trials are the worst, and I thought that actually looks like how I finish a time trial off.
We're speaking to Julian Petracca, the brother of Christian, who's about to make his Melbourne Football Club debut this afternoon, which is fantastic. Jules, it's an interesting one because we see these guys and they pop up and you hope they go well. It's such a cutthroat game, the AFL, but tell us from a family point of view, what does it mean? Is this something that Christian's wanted to do ever since he was a little fella? And what does it mean to you and your family and your mum and your dad?
Yeah, definitely. Probably not as a little fella. He loved his basketball. But obviously myself and my older brother playing football and never, you know, getting that dream to play on the G or Eddie had. And for today, for him to run out, it's probably a sense of achievement for my parents and for myself and my older brother as well.
Now, the Mitchum Tigers, what's going to happen to them this weekend without their star captain?
Don't worry, they'll run out victors today. I've got no doubt.
Against Juan Turner, was it?
Yeah, Juan Turner's out.
Yeah, the Tigers will get on. The Tigers will sing their song.
Bloody oath.
And then you'll be playing in the twos next week.
Hey, Jules, like listen, have a wonderful day with you and your family today. May the D's win, may your brother go well, and also the Mitchum Tigers go well. We appreciate your time, mate. And thanks for explaining it to us that you can only see a bloke's debut once. That really sorted that out back for me.
Thanks, boys. Enjoy the
Good
day.
Good luck, mate.
Good on Julian Petracca. Well done to that,
And
man.
I think you nailed that there, Howie. I think the thing that gets lost a little bit is the dedication and that your parents go through. And I remember when I played my first game and only played 10 minutes because there's no rotation back then. But my mum and dad were so proud of me that I played my first game and the hardships they went through to all the training sessions and all this. And then to finally see your son run out there in the MCG, it's such a big occasion for them as well. So they'll be nervous. They'll be nervous going there, especially being Italian. They'll be going, oh, my boy, he's playing and he's going to be on that Eddie Had, eh?
Yeah, it's something really to look forward to. And apparently,
are you watching my boy today?
There's a big Indian contingent turning out to watch him play today as well, which I'm really looking forward to. Billy Slater joins in the studio next. Mark Howard and Brendan Favola on the Dead Set Legends. That was Julian Petracca, Triple M. Gets no bigger in the world of rugby league than when Billy Slater wanders into the studio. He'll be doing the games up in Sydney with the Triple M boys, so we've grabbed him. G'day, Bill.
How you going, boys?
Yeah, great to see you. The shoulder, we saw your back. You had that tough year last year. Did you just get a knock right on the wrong spot? And it's not good to see you here because we'd rather see you going for the Storm than going well at the moment.
Yeah, not too sure exactly where it all went wrong last year or this year, Mark. It's it was a bit frustrating. I went through the whole preseason and I was feeling really good. The body was feeling good. I always had a bit of a niggle in the shoulder and I just put that down to coming back from surgery and, just thought, oh, you know, I've got to put up with a bit of pain. And then I got a scan after the first game and unfortunately, the surgery had all come undone and had to go back in.
You've come in here today in what I'd only describe as a loose-fitting top. Normally we see you in real sort of tight-fitting, really body-hugging stuff. What's happening, Bill?
It's a cardigan, it's too. I think his grandma's knitted it for him after surgery.
It's a nice knit.
What's happening?
I was just telling the boys that I went for a swim in Sydney yesterday and I went all the way down the non-populated end of the beach and... the rig's not looking that great at the moment.
Now, the Storm boys are going well, mate. They head down to Gold Coast this week, and I think they're 3-3 down there against the Titans. And they're shaping up all right. I think before the hiccup against at home 2 weeks ago, they obviously had a great win against the Warriors last week. But going well, the boys?
Yeah, we hadn't been playing overly good, especially in attack. We've been trying hard and defending quite
It's because you're not there.
Correct.
But
you can say that.
Well, that got put to bed last week. We were just, everything was perfect last week. We played against a fairly good side in the Warriors who always put up a good fight here in Melbourne and they get a lot of support from the Kiwi contingent down here in Melbourne. But the boys were just on song. They were unstoppable. The Warriors didn't even look like scoring a try. So they go up to the Gold Coast with a lot of confidence. We got a fair few injuries in the outside backs. I think we've only got 3 outside backs available in our whole squad. So it's a bit of a test for us. And we've got some young guys there. But I think it'll be the making of us towards the end of the year this.
Now the best part of rugby league for me is coming up. And you're a big part of that... Origin side, the Queenslanders, and how's it going to feel? You're going to be involved in the squad. Obviously, Mal Meninga's not there anymore, and he's just going on to bigger and better things, coaching the Australian team. Are you going to go be part of the group?
Yeah, I am. I'm fortunate that I can go into camp and help out where I can. Kevvy Walters has already asked me if I wanted to come into camp and give it a helping hand. We're going to have quite a young back line. Justin Hodges retired. Last year, and Will Chambers going down as well. He was just hitting his straps in the representative arena. So, you know, I'm going to go in there. We're going to have a few outside backs that are quite young and inexperienced. So hopefully I can point them in the right direction and help them out where I can. But it's nothing like being out there. And State of Origin is something else. It's, you know, people down here in Melbourne, even if they don't follow rugby league, everyone watches the State of Origin.
Hey, Bill, we appreciate your time. You've got other commitments to go to. Listen, really nice of you to come in here, Chubby, and have a chat with us. And best of luck getting back out there
for
the Storm.
That'll stick now. Thanks, boys.
Old Chubby Slater is in on the Dead Set Legends on Triple M. Triple M's Dead Set Legends for Harvey Norman, Mark Howard and Brendan Favola, who's taken over from Wayne Carey and taken it to a whole nother level. I thought when we lost the Duck, we were in trouble. But it was like losing Michael Clarke and bringing in Sir Donald Bradman. That's what you've done to this show.
That's why our ratings are going up.
That's exactly higher than they ever were with the Duck. Now, the Duck is doing a very nice job on Triple M and Channel 7 football. You'll hear him on The Rub later on today. But he's doing the Duck's dozen after the games of football, where he names his sort of top 12 forwards, I think it's since the year 2000. And last night, this is what he went with at number 9.
The Fevolinko. Fevolinko at number 9. I tell you what, this bloke was an exciting machine. My 250th, he kicked 4 when I was playing for Adelaide and won that game for them.
Well, he's wrong there. There's a start. I kicked 7 that
now?
Day and he's 250th. And 9th. Is he taking the piss or what?
Were you a bit disappointed about 9th?
Since 2000,
yeah. Oh, where would you have put yourself?
Top 3. who's been better?
I don't know.
Yeah, well, exactly.
The Duck's on the line.
Oh, is he? Oh,
here
hang
he
on.
Is. Hello, Ducky boy.
Hello, boys. G'day. You know the one thing I know? I always know the Fev's listening.
Mate, what's the criteria? You're surely. I know you got to fill a spot there at Channel 7 in between the coaches' interviews, and it's really a nothing segment, but geez, number 9.
It's an award-winning segment, the Duck Dozen. And Bev, I tell you what, it was a tough job. And a lot of people, I got a lot of feedback because initially someone thought that you weren't even in the squad, Bev, which clearly wasn't the case. What you got to remember, look who you're in front of. Jack Riewoldt, David Neitz, Jared Roughhead, all of those blokes you're in front of.
And it's about forwards. And what do forwards have to do, Duck? Do they kick snags?
Well,
I reckon I've got everyone else covered in snags.
Probably. And
no, I do, because I've already looked.
It is my segment. So the fact that I'm probably judging it on an all-round forward. You were a gun, more of a full forward. I needed a little bit more versatility from you, Fev.
Well, kick snags. That's what my job was, mate, and that's what I did. I think you're just a little bit upset because I've taken your job here.
I kicked
seven on your 250th, ruined that day, and you've put me at nine, and now you've ruined my year.
Secretly, boys, I listen in every Saturday morning just to hear how you're going. And I must admit, you're both travelling very nicely. How he made out, it was a bit like a breakup. How he made out like he would never be able to get over me and all that sort of stuff. How he moves on very, very quickly, Feb.
Yeah, but...
You are replaceable.
I must say, though, Duck, I spent 2 years turning you into the media star that you are, taking you from a 2 to a 10, and now Feb rolls in and I've got to go from a 2 to a 10 again. It's not easy looking after your superstar forwards. And then you leave me and you go and sign big contracts and I get another donkey rolled out next year.
I tell you what, Feb, I'm sure you've noticed, but Howie doesn't mind peeing in his own pocket.
Don't piss down his back and tell me it's raining. Or...
You know, it's very similar though, Duck. It's like exactly the same person, really. Fev goes in and says, what are we going to do today? I say this. It was exactly the same with you when you used to say, with 10 seconds left in the song, what are we doing now?
That's a part of the routine, Howie. That's a part of us making you feel like you're the number one man, making you feel like you're in control and that we have no idea what we're doing.
Hey, Duck, that's why Howie's still sitting here, mate.
can you give us maybe one name that might be in front of Feb, because he bowled in here this morning. He said, as if there's eight blokes better than me.
Mate, Twitter
names?
Went nuts.
What names? Can you give us one
name? Off the top of my head, you can obviously, you know, there's obviously the Franklins of the world. There's Nick.
I've Brickle, kicked more goals than him.
There's Jonathan Brown. There's all sorts of...
Kick more goals than him.
There's plenty. And it was a big squad. And I know, Fev, I'm a fan. You know, I'm a fan. But you've squeezed in at number nine. And I'm sure I'll get some feedback on my top five and then my top six. And
Can we dump him? This is enough of the Duck.
Keep watching, Fev.
No, I've tuned out now.
No, I
only watched to see where I was coming. I was going to watch for 12 weeks, but I've only had to watch for three.
He thought he'd see up to round 21 and round 6, he's out the
I'm
big
out.
Man. Hey, Ducky, we appreciate your time. You doing the Saturday game with the Ems today?
I am, mate. Actually, it should be a ripping game today, I reckon. Melbourne obviously going for three in a row. We said last week, 2 in a row, 5 years. It's 3 in a row, 6 years. So they're in form, the D's, but they better not underestimate the Saints. They had a down week last week. I expect them to be better today.
Enjoy your drive down to Eddie Haddon, your beautiful Merc, mate, and I'll chat to you during the week, or not.
Mercedes-Benz Berwick, by the way. If you
yep.
Hey, excuse me, I still haven't got one of those cars. 2 years you promised me for. You've left the show, and now Fev told me he's lined one up.
Mercedes Brighton and Mercedes Berwick. Oh,
crikey. Duck, we appreciate your time, you and your nice vehicle.
Thanks, guys.
So you thought you were listening to well into finals and you got a bit of a sharp one last night.
Well, let's be honest. I don't want to really talk about it too much, but number nine, Jesus, he's having a lend there. But anyway, he's obviously really upset that I've taken his spot and, you know, wrecked his 250th because I flicked the switches and he's put me at nine. But anyway.
Flick the switches. It's just like having him in here. Billy Slater not far from joining us. Flick the switches. Mark Howe, Brendan Favola, Wayne Carey, Desert Legends, Triple M.
Shannon Gold through. It's beautifully lovely football. Vinicic! Palmed away by Young. Still alive for Mark Ridge. And Vinicic! 5-4! Utter madness!
Utter madness indeed. Triple M's Dead Set Legends for Harvey Norman, Mark Howard and Brendan Favola. They were 3-0 down the Western Sydney Wanderers. They got up 5-4. They take on Adelaide United in the A-League Grand Final. And the man that'll be front and centre from 3 o'clock tomorrow on Fox Sports. In fact, every time you turn it on, he's written a book called That Night, which you should buy, a beauty about Australia-Uruguay. Dominates everywhere, this man, Adam Peacock. Hello, Guru.
Morning, boys. How are we?
Well, before we get to the final, wonderful to speak to you. That semi-final last week at Wonderland, as they call it up there in Western Sydney, one of the more extraordinary games of football I've ever seen.
Yeah, beautifully summed up by Simon at the end there, utter madness. I might actually get that little bit of audio and use it as my ringtone when I get a message or something like that. It was so succinctly put up, and it was spot on as well, because it was a berserk game. It was just, it made no sense, the whole game. I mean, 3-0 down after 25 minutes, and they didn't deserve to be because they were playing the better football Wanderers, but they came back into it. They got to the lead too early, and then the other team, Brisbane Roar, showed their quality. Oh, man, it was just a great night of sport, and 20,000 people sounded like 60, 70,000 people. It was great to be at.
Now, getting on to Adelaide, mate, there's a lot of AFL coaches under the pump a little bit here, obviously because they had a bad start to the year. Mm. But the Adelaide boys, talking about sacking coaches, cool. I think they were zipping 6 or 7, hadn't had a victory, and then, get towards the end of the year and find themselves in the big dance.
Yeah, spot on, Fev. They were bottom of the ladder after 8 rounds. Now, you're bottom of the ladder without a win in just about any sport. As a rookie coach, it must be said as well, this is his first season, Guy Moore, as first-team coach or manager at Adelaide. You're gone. And the rumour is that they were looking around Adelaide. They were seeing what else, other options were out there, and it wasn't looking good if it got to, say, 10 without a win. But they turned it around. It wasn't pretty, their first win, and then they just gathered a bit of momentum, and now they're the team that just about... It reminds me a bit of the year that, remember when Andrew Demetrio came out about the Swans and kind of bagged them for playing defensive footy and they were terrible to watch and ended up winning the comp, I think that year.
They won the grand.
Yeah. It's a bit like that. Now, no one outwardly came out and bagged Guy Moore, but everyone was saying, how on earth is this going to continue? It's just terrible. It's unappeasing on the eye, and defensively they're a shambles and they're not scoring goals, which is not a good combo in football. So then they turn around, and they gave him a bit of time. They gave him enough time to turn it around, and he's shown his wares, and they are just impossible to break down. They strangle teams. They make it really hard for teams to do what they want to do, and conversely, now they've got a bit of confidence in front of goal. They're pouring them in for fun.
And they're bloody exciting to watch.
Yeah. Yeah, they are. They hunt like animals. They go and just get the ball back. They don't give the opposition any time whatsoever on the ball to fix the tempo for themselves. So they're great to watch in that sense, because there's so much unity amongst the team as well. And it's kind of encapsulated in the fact that the PFA Team of the Year, which is the main team of the year in football in the A-League, it's voted by the players. Now, there's 11. It's like you're all Australian. There's 11 in the first team and 4 on the bench. Not one Adelaide player made it, because it's too hard to pick one out, I guess. I'm not sure.
A genuine team.
Or other players just hate playing against them, so that's why they got no place. I'm not sure.
I think you'll take the latter.
Mate, the other big story, and after 10:30 today, we're speaking to a gentleman by the name of Lee Jobber, who you'll know as that big fat fella that bangs the drum for Leicester. We're going to speak to him later on the show, which I'm looking forward to. It's a big story. They roll Man United this week, or other results go their way with Tottenham. They will be the first, I reckon it's since probably Notts Forest, were a first-time winner in the, before it was the EPL. It's the greatest sports story of the year for mine, Leicester City.
Yeah, 5,000 to one at the start of the year to do
it. To get on, Guru?
No. I was like the vast majority of people who are into their EPL, I was thinking, yeah, it will come from one of the big four and blah, blah, blah. I actually tipped Chelsea for the title. So, yeah, that worked out well. But Leicester, I can't wait to... I'll have a listen to this fella, because the passion in that town about this... Apparently, they've just worn blue all day. Apparently, in England, just gone. Like, it's blue day. So everything you wear has to be blue in support of the team. And, yeah, they're going to go to Old Trafford. They're going to win it there, I reckon, this weekend. That's the fairy tale story. And the best thing is that we'll be in Adelaide at some pub everywhere, so I'll be like the rest of us.
Party time.
Watching it one hand over the eye to make sure I can see the screen properly. And
With Bosnich, that's sort of got front page news material, I would have thought. Hey, we'll let you go, mate. We appreciate your time. We look forward to watching it tomorrow on Fox. You've got it on every channel. You're all over it, you blokes. Good on you, mate. We might have a speak to you next week if Leicester get the job done.
Yeah, sounds good. Massive day tomorrow. I can't wait. Cheers, guys.
Great to speak to Adam Peacock from Fox Sports. Next, we're going to Greg Rust to speak all things motorsport. Have you got everything covered? You got your motorsport questions
all
ready?
All over. Vroom, vroom.
Coming up. Vroom, vroom indeed. Time to speak.
Heard it all. I've heard it all.
What have you heard?
I've heard it all. Just our little conversation off air, Howie.
And it was?
Well, Howie's got his own podcast, and he was just asking me if I wanted to participate, and I just give the old, depends how big your budget is. And he's given me, well, if you can do it, I'll continue to teach you how to be good on radio. Bang.
She's a big job, too.
Oh, wow.
She is a big job.
Let's see what Rusty's got to say about that one, hey?
Hello, Rusta. How are you?
Well played, Fev. I'd go down the same road, mate.
Hey, mate, you're at the old Porsche Festival at Sydney Motorsport Park this weekend. It must be a nice little affair. Are you driving a Porsche, or are you hosting it, or are you just floating around shaking hands and signing autographs?
No, not the latter, but I am doing a bit of work on it. No driving, Howie, but the dream one day when I'm old and washed up, which is probably about now, to own an old one and to restore it. I'm a big fan and have been ever since I was knee high, so I'm in heaven here.
I like the Mercedes, Rusty. They're the nice cars, the Mercs.
Bit of you, Fev. I reckon that's what's Howie's rig these days. He'd be running a Ute of some kind, but
yes,
he's in the back.
He's got the Datsun 180. Nah, he gets up on the Geelong Freeway.
The Crewman Ute, which is if anyone's looking to give away a car, I'll take one at the moment because the Crewman's starting to struggle a touch. Hey, mate, Formula One this weekend is in Sochi in Russia. Fev, if you haven't been, don't go. Not the nicest part of the world. Dan Ricciardo, I saw him with a windscreen, for want of a better term, on. I guess it's got to do with that halo they were testing to basically try and protect the driver's head, yeah?
Spot on, yeah. So this is all new generation stuff and all about improving safety. So they're calling it an aero screen. So it looks like a glass or perspex inversion of the halo that you spoke about that Kimi Raikkonen's tried. And when Raikkonen gave it a run on the Ferrari, said there was no issues from a visibility standpoint. Dan reckons it's exactly the same. And they've run for the testing. He wore some special glasses, Howie, that had a very small camera in it so they could take some vision and see what it looked like from the driver's perspective.
Cool.
So they'll do a bit more assessment of this. But, yeah, pretty cool little innovation and maybe a window into what F1 cars of the future might look like.
Now, jumping on the bikes, mate, one of my favourites, Valentino Rossi, the old dog. Geez, he was quick last week.
Just mega, Fev. I mean, to think that, you know, in the twilight of his career, I know he's inked a new deal for two more years with Yamaha, but at his age, against the might of guys like Marquez and Jorge Lorenzo, to come out and win at a legendary place like Jerez in Spain, that's huge, mate, at his age. And that'll be good momentum that he'll roll on with, you know, from here as the championship continues.
Yeah, it was a dominant performance. Thruster, your organisation, V8 Supercars, this week, from what I can gather, dropped the V8 off the name Supercars. They're looking forward to involving all sorts of marks and different engines. For a layman, what exactly does it mean? And what are we going to see in the next couple of years racing around on tracks at the Supercars?
Well, lots of rumour during the week that Volvo have inked a new deal to stay in the sport for another 3 years. And you're right, there are new regulations that still allow the V8 to remain in the games. That's very popular with our heartland audience, with close fans of the sport, but it opens it up to new manufacturers and different styles of engines, Howie, and they have a balance of performance measure in place to ensure that if those newcomers decide they want to play, that it'll be fair for all and sundry. So, yeah, hopefully it entices a few more manufacturers to come and play. And you're right, it won't be from after the Winton round of the championship in a few weeks. We'll just become known as Supercars.
Wow. You are all over it, Guru. We appreciate it. Have fun up there with the Porsches. Stay safe. We'll speak to you next week, man.
Looking forward to it. Cheers, boys.
Great to speak to Greg Rusp. Well, we were just speaking in the break, Fev, about Alex Rance and Mick Malthouse saying he shouldn't have got any weeks at all. He got 2 weeks for that hit on Jack Watson. I tried to discuss it with you, but you started going down a whole nother path with me as far as Alex Rance is concerned.
Yeah, we're just talking about how great it was that he did front up to the media
Fantastic.
Pack, the scrum, which was great. And I think we were talking about the week before how players don't, you know, the media doesn't get access to the players. But I just remember Chrissy Newman, my best mate's wedding, we were down at Dalesford and, you know, we're just gone through the waltz and he's gone out there with the beautiful and done the waltz and I'm out there with my partner, obviously part of the wedding party, and this sort of Aladdin music started playing.
A bit of this gear? A
bit of this sort of gear.
Right.
And out comes Alex Rance, dressed as Aladdin.
No, he didn't.
Dressed as Aladdin, singing to this tune
did
a full dance to the whole song. And I'm going, look at this cat. Like the weirdest thing I've ever
at
seen.
At someone else's wedding.
At someone else's wedding.
Didn't know it was going to happen.
Didn't know it was going to happen. Brought his own prop and his own music to the DJ and got on the dance floor and pumped out. Aladdin had his abs out.
In an
full
Aladdin
full
outfit.
Genie outfit. Like, what the? He's not well.
How was it received by the wedding crowd?
It was actually pretty good.
Was it?
Yeah, it went down well. The girls were pretty excited because he's got an amazing ring. He's a beautiful man.
He is a beautiful man.
He's a beautiful man. And
but yeah. Did Newey know it was coming?
Didn't know it was coming. No one knew it was coming. Apparently he does these sort of weird things.
Performances.
He does performances and he's pretty shy and reserved, I think, when he's around the club. But comes up with these performances, and when the song finished, he literally didn't say a word, walked off, got changed, put his bowl of fruit back on, and come back out. I was like, what just happened?
We got to get him on at some stage over the next couple of weeks. Triple M's Dead Set Legends for Harvey Norman, Mark Howard, and Brendan Favola. If you missed the last 3 hours, you missed all sorts. Have been great, as always, to have Harvey Norman on board, the King Size Capacity Laundry Specialist. If you missed the show, check out the podcast. You can see it on triplem.com.au, probably from about Monday. This is a bit of what we've been up to.
You know, there was one big factor, and that was my old teammate, Jared Waite. You know, he was super. Scott Thompson down back, played on the package. He must have got lost at the post office.
Well, we are crossing the United Kingdom because we go everywhere on this show to a man by the name of Lee Jobber. One of the most remarkable sports stories in the last decade. What will it mean to your community if Vardy and Ranieri and the boys become EPL champions?
See, what you just said then, you're saying this is probably the biggest story in the last 10 years. To me, this is the biggest story ever.
The public perception of Cloakie, he's a great player, probably the best contested mark we've seen, you know, this decade probably. At the end of the day, as a forward, don't worry about all this get up and tackle and all that crap. At the end of the day, you're paid to kick goals.
Julian Petrarca, who is the older brother of Christian, he has got a massive game in the Eastern Football League today. Now, what does he do?
It was a tough call, but coming from a good Italian background, decided to go watch the brother debut, because it's probably never going to happen again.
Well, it won't. I've got on the line the commercial manager of the Geelong Football Club. I don't like to use the term un-Australian, but this is disgraceful. Trying to steal a bloke's son to go for a different football club. What have you and your football club got to say for yourself?
I think it's all over. I think he's officially a cat.
We are Geelong, the greatest team of all.
Oh, good stuff, Fev.
Young Mac might be lucky enough to run through the banner at some point.
Oh, that's not happening.
No.
Just to
get him off. Dump
appreciate
him.
Your time.
In your park.
Disgraceful from the Cats. Jared Ruffhead, you need to save the big penguin. You need to save him now. He wants to be a hawk. We've got 30 seconds to go for your Legend of the Week.
Legend of the Week will go down as one of the greatest of all time. Prince.
Yeah, I like
Purple
it. I like it.
Ring.
This bloke might not go down as one of the greatest, but he had a great start. Mason Cox is my Dead Set Legend of the Week. Just kicking that first goal on Anzac Day was fantastic. Fev, you're playing for Deer Park, the Savo.
Deer
Where
Park,
and when?
Spotswood. Out of Deer Park, mate. Sun's shining. It's going to be a shenanigans.
How many are you going to kick? Come on.
I'll kick 8+.
Enjoy the show. We'll be back next Saturday from 9:00. Time for the Rub 8.
Triple M's Dead Set Legends podcast for Harvey Norman.